You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Greg Frank.
Let's remind you all that we see them every day. People driving using their phones. There's the sneak a peeker or the fast scroller who can quickly become the fender benderer or the they got a ticketer. Or even the driver who killed someone. Pay attention or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Let's go out to the Progressive guest line and bring on a fellow host of the Sports Map Radio Network. He is the cash-in's Jason Page. Jason, I welcome you very cordially to First Name Sports. Thank you for your time.
I hear your promos every night.
Every night.
On my show.
And
because
I know
we
you
have
don't
to
like
hear stuff. Because we. That's not true at all. I wouldn't say I don't like them.
Okay, well,
There are some that I like. There are some that I disagree with. It's all subjective. You know this.
Understood. Can I ask before we go any further, which ones do you like? Because you're on this show for one that you don't like.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, there's a zillion of them that play. Only my show has like two promos because I have a different producer every night working my show as opposed to you who have the same people working with you. I've got like 17 people, so I don't have as many promos as you. That being said, there are some that come up that I agree with and I think are good and some that I don't.
Right.
But of course, we always remember the ones that
we
don't agree
with.
A
very
good
point.
Let's
be
honest.
That's a fact of our industry for sure. So
absolutely.
I will say I did hear you accuse me of not doing my homework on your show. And my producer, John Belmer, who I know is a close confidant of yours, does witness me doing a lot of show prep here every day. And he can attest to that. So I just had to get that off my chest. But if you're new to the show, one of the things that we've been debating kind of indirectly, and now we figured we'd just air it out on the air, is the Lamar Jackson situation, which continues to baffle me, maybe not Jason as much. And my stance has been that I understand that Lamar Jackson has made some mistakes in this process. I think he probably could use an agent in his ear to help guide him navigate through the waters of a massive contract negotiation that is going to determine the rest of his career. But, and Jason, I think I heard this on one of your promos, we still say he's what, the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the NFL, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's where I would put him at best, yes.
Okay. Now, I understand your point of, I understand owners are trying to reset the market, and the Deshaun Watson contract was an outlier. But you also, in one of your promos, have said that Lamar Jackson bet on himself and lost. And I'm not even going to disagree with that. But I kind of look at this like a hand of poker. Yeah, sure, Lamar Jackson made a big bet on himself. But I don't think he went all in. He already had a big stack of chips. He made a big bet and he lost. But he still has a nice stack of chips that he can bargain with because he's still an upgrade for 25 teams in the NFL.
Yes, but the problem is, and I think I said this in my promo as well, the 25 of the if you're talking about, 25 teams, first of all, you have to look at teams that already have QBs. There's really only about six or seven teams that would have an interest in them, and four of those are going to draft a quarterback. So again, the number that everybody likes to talk about, collusion in 31 and 32 teams, 26 of those teams could care less and will have no interest in going after him.
Okay, but
So you're talking about, at the end of the day, you're really talking about six or seven teams, which is really two or three teams by the time you go through the process of the draft.
But that's my problem with just immediately whittling it down to two or three. Okay, they're going to draft a quarterback. That's fine. 2 years ago, Zach Wilson was a generational prospect. So you know what? What's going to happen if you draft C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young and they go out and they're good? Then guess what? In 4 or 5 years, you're giving them a bunch of guaranteed money. Whereas I know Lamar Jackson is good. So let me go get him right now. Josh McDaniels is going to hitch his NFL head coaching future to Jimmy Garoppolo. You'd rather that than just go get Lamar Jackson?
No, because here's the thing, and again, I've talked about this on the show. You have to also realize, if you are a team and you've watched Lamar Jackson for his first 5 years in the league, you may determine, and I think there are a number of people that believe this, and I don't think this is an unfair take. I think he's a guy that you can win with, but can you win a Super Bowl with? And look, the body of work we have on him in the postseason is 1-2. The last 2 years, the completion percentage has actually gone down from its peak in 2019. He's missed 12 games the last 2 years. He's a running quarterback, and the shelf life for those guys is only so long.
Yeah, but Jason,
this is all facts.
There's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks that start in this league that you say, can you really win a Super Bowl with them? Who he's still an upgrade over. So that argument of, you can't win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson, I don't think you can win win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. I don't think you win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith. I can run through these guys.
Take the guys that are making already a lot of money out of the mix. Look at the mid-level guys that you would say, and I would agree, that Lamar Jackson is better with. You're not going to have to pay them $45 million, and you could surround them with talent. You also have to take into this equation, if you decide to go and pay, and you know, bless his heart, the Sean Payton made this point at Radio Row during the Super Bowl. The problem with these contracts is you can't afford to put talent around these guys. And this is part and parcel of the problem that Baltimore has. If they give him this money, who are you going to be able to put around him if you pay him that money? He's going to have Mark Andrews and Mark Andrews and Mark Andrews to throw the football to when that's
okay,
it.
Okay, and to your point, Pat Mahomes took a lesser deal. And, you know, Josh Brady did for years. I get that. But if you're Lamar Jackson, I did a little homework for you. Here are the other four quarterbacks that got the highest guaranteed money after Deshaun Watson. Kyler Murray, $189.5 million. Russell Wilson, $165 million. Aaron Rodgers, $150.5 million. And Josh Allen, $150 million. The only quarterback of those four that I think is definitively better than Lamar Jackson is Josh Allen. Right now.
Ask three of those four teams if they regret those deals. The answer is yes. The answer is definitively yes. And by the way, next year, I am not taking Lamar Jackson over Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers could still play at an MVP level. He had a down year this year, the thumb injury, all that stuff. He can play it, and he can still play at an elite level.
You know, whatever's going on in his head, which we never know, you know, okay, that's fine. But I understand.
Agree to disagree on that.
Sure.
Though.
But you're saying that the teams are going to look at those deals I just said and regret them. And I'm not even going to push back on that. But I am going to say that shouldn't stop Lamar Jackson from saying, hey, I'm better than those guys. This is my value. Pay me accordingly.
Well, he could say that's his value, but what his value is determined by the teams who set the market ultimately.
And that's so what I'm calling out the teams and saying you've already set the market. You can talk about the Watson contract being an outlier.
But it's a mistake.
Well, you got to live with the results of your mistake.
No,
you can't just blackball a guy.
But the rest of the league doesn't have to look at that and say, well, they made the same mistake. Let's go and do that. It's the old adage. If a bunch of kids run off a cliff, are you going to follow?
Let's be worse at the most important position. Let's just, you know what? Let's talk ourselves into Desmond Ridder. And you know what? Geno Smith has 1 year where he's relevant. Yeah, let's rather have him. Like, that's the better plan?
I'm still not convinced that Atlanta is out on him yet, by the way. I'm still not convinced of that.
Okay, and Washington, Sam Howell, yay!
I still think there is somebody out there that's going to give him something closer to what he wants. Can we also agree on this, though, Greg? If it's true, and remember, he put this out on social media himself. What did he say? He got offered three years, $144 million. Guaranteed, and he turned it down.
And I agree.
Hold on, let me finish this. If he turned that down, I mean, I'm sorry, my sympathy quotient for the guy, it's hard to go on the radio and go, oh my God, nobody's giving him. Somebody offered him 3 years, $144 million, Greg. How do you say, this is terrible?
I'm on record speaking with John Bellmer about this. He should have taken that because if then he clones that contract in another 3 years. Then he's at 6 years, $260 million or whatever, and that's more than Watson got. So that's where he probably could use an agent in his ear to, like I said, help navigate the waters a little bit. But the whole idea of the promo that pissed you off so much was that I still think this lack of interest in him perplexes me because of the fact that he is an upgrade for enough teams. Even if we don't just want to say 25, there's a handful of teams, 7, 8, that he would still be an upgrade over. And just because it didn't work out with Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray doesn't mean that we should just be against giving the money to Lamar Jackson.
Can I ask you this? Even if he's an upgrade for those 6 or 7 teams, which I think we'd agree he is, if you still add him to that roster and those teams don't have the talent to put around him that he's going to be able to win, then what is the point of adding him to your roster? So you win 9 games, 10 games with
him? So maybe that's where we disagree. I think if you have a good enough roster, like the Ravens, I've looked at the Ravens as a Super Bowl contender. Maybe you haven't, but that's where I look at it.
I thought they were a threat last year. If they had stayed healthy, I thought they were a threat to come out of the AFC.
So would you rather have lesser pieces around Lamar Jackson or try and do the 49er thing where you have a loaded roster around an average quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo? And I'm saying the quarterback's still just one guy, so go get that one guy.
Yeah, but that one guy is a big guy. I mean, you know, it's the most important. It's arguably the most important position in sports. So I can't say it's just one guy.
But I'm saying it is right. It's the most important position in sports. So go get that guy who's really good and then deal with the fact that the rest of your roster might have to suffer a little bit. That's why we have GMs who are supposed to scout well and draft well and get cheap contracts elsewhere that mm-hmm. can produce for you.
Yeah, no, and look, Kansas City, you know, for as much as they pay him, they've made moves. Oh, I know that music. It means I got to go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Listen, I enjoyed the conversation.
All right.
I'm going to return the favor, and we're going to have you on my show.
I appreciate that. Jason, right, thank you.
Be well.